Merseyside legend.
Through Aldridge, outside the penalty area.
John Aldridge.
Gets the ball into his left foot. Brilliant.
And Graham Sharp.
Graham Sharp, whose season has suddenly turned into gold.
0151 472 0967. It's the legends on Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Would you believe it? We're back to the Legends show again. It seems like we just left the studio, but it's 6.30 on a Monday night. It's match night for Everton. We know there's thousands of you heading to Goodison Park. Everton against Crystal Palace, high on the agenda for the show this evening. And if you'd like to get your calls in to Sharpie or Aldo, 0151 4720 967. 0151 4720 967. You can tweet us at Radio City Talk as well. There was a successful one, but not the other in the charity bet. We'll get onto that later in the hour. The all-important thing is the review of how Liverpool did. Aldo?
Could do better.
And the preview of how Everton are going to do tonight, Sharpie.
Very well, hopefully. Looking forward to it. Bring it on.
Absolutely. Bizarre Premier League weekend. And I think that sort of sums up what we've seen throughout the whole campaign
absolutely.
So far.
Absolutely. You know, Man City don't want a title, then it's the most open title for some time, isn't it, Sharpie? Yeah. You know, you look at everyone, stuttering, stammering. You know, Arsenal didn't play very well, but they come through. Chelsea again. Oh, I laughed. I couldn't stop laughing.
That was my bit.
Sorry, mate.
That's what he was laughing about.
Yeah. No, but it come back to haunt me yesterday. But you know, yeah, they're all faltering. You know, Stoke again at home. It's a tricky place to go, and great result that was.
It was, Aldous. When you look at the results, you know, and I watched the games. Man City were awful, absolutely awful. Defensively, they were all over the place. You know, they did show you how much they rely on company. Yeah. Then the Chelsea game, they started off quite well, but you know, Bournemouth got a goal, could have been a little bit dubious decision, could have been offside. But when you look through it, Stoke, even though Man City were poor, Stoke were excellent.
Yeah.
You know, when you're looking at the results, and Liverpool lose at Newcastle, who have been pants this season. But you look at it now, and Everton win tonight, which is not going to be easy because they're a decent side, Crystal Palace. But if they win tonight,
go fifth, didn't they?
Yeah, they go up there, and they're going to get talked about. You know, champions. I think people have just forgotten about Everton a little bit at the moment. But
sometimes that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But this is why tonight's massive game. You know, disappointing in the league last week at Bournemouth, letting a lead slip. But this game tonight is massive for us. If we can get a result tonight, we can kick on. You know, some decent games coming up.
Norwich,
but certainly the Premier League this year. You know, I said earlier on, I thought Arsenal, having watched them in Singapore in pre-season, I thought they were going to be strong. And as you quite rightly said, John, they didn't play well, but they got a result. Yeah. And that's sometimes what you have to do if you're going to win championships. But certainly, trying to predict results is mental. Absolutely crazy. Crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely bonkers. Right, 6.33, and of course, team news for Everton against Crystal Palace out at 7 o'clock. We'll bring you that straight away. Sharpie is going to the game. He's going to leave here at 7:30, and he'll do his best to dash in. If he seems struggling.
If you're on Scotty Road and you see Sharpie coming, get out the way.
Or if you see a man hobbling towards the media door, just maybe sort of help.
I'm delivered right to the front door. Don't you worry about that.
Oh, really?
There's an escort outside for me.
Okay, we're going to deliver Dave's dodgy dilemma really early on in this hour. So this is a standard part of the show. Dave, our producer, has come up with this little beauty today. Refereeing decisions are regularly the source of debate, writes Dave, among fans. Pundits, players, managers, this season, and a panel. Let me just get this right. So this season, a five-strong panel will be passing judgment on every red card, every penalty, or every other major incident every weekend. That makes sense, doesn't it? So we'll also keep a tally of the major decisions to go for and against each team in an attempt to settle the never-ending debate over whether certain clubs are favoured more by Premier League refs. So in light of Alberto Moreno's perfectly good goal, which it was, wasn't it?
Awful decision,
being disallowed, Dave's been finding out what the wrong decision league table, league table looks like. Yeah. So Dave's question, how many decisions have been wrongly given in favour of Everton and Liverpool? And how many have been wrongly given against the clubs?
Well, hold on a minute. What do you mean by wrong decisions? Do you mean meaning goals?
For big decisions, for penalties and goals.
Dave, clarification, please. Penalties, goals, game-changing decisions. And he's done his research.
I think we've had the rub of the green on a few occasions this year. That one went against us. Sometimes you can't complain, even though you want to. I think we probably outweighed the lesser one, personally.
You might be quite right there, John.
Yeah, I think you might be quite right. Yeah.
As are some other teams as well. So that's the question. We'll come back to it later on in the hour. And, of course, at 7 o'clock, we've got the FA Cup draw.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
What time?
So, I've just said 7 o'clock.
I just said
7 o'clock.
I thought I'd seen 7.30 this morning. I wasn't too sure, but I know you're like, your stats aren't the best. Alan's got the best stats.
It's going to be made by John Hartson.
Yeah.
And the England women's manager, Mark Sampson. And the matches are the 8th and the 11th of January. Eastleigh are the only non-league outfit left in it.
No, they're not. Salford.
Oh, sorry, of course.
I went on the...
Is it just Eastleigh and Salford? Maybe I've got
that
wrong.
I think it's...
They're still in Salford. But I got up this morning and thought, it was the draw made yesterday. So I've got on Safari and I've given it one of them. And the next minute I put FA Cup draw on. And I've gone there and it said, Manchester City draw at George Chelsea. So I'm laughing my head off and I've gone like that. I said, and Arsenal draw Liverpool. I said, what's going on? It was last year's fifth round. Why did they still leave them on?
I know.
Hey.
Too early in the morning, you see. Too early in the morning for them.
It was half past seven in the morning.
Oh, unbelievable. Did you text anyone to say?
I was going to tweet it saying, oh, what a nightmare draw. And then I just double checked. And thankfully, otherwise.
Well, Northwich Vicks were close to getting through.
They were unlucky, mate.
They were really unlucky. That was one of all those bets, but they were 2-0 up. I think 5 minutes ago or something.
That was one of my bets. Just come on, Beckham. Yeah. And to be honest, you know, you want the bet to come up, but you wanted Northwich Vicks to get through, didn't you? So it was a bit of a down.
Always nice to see the fairy tale there. Sport Wales National Centre is the venue in Cardiff for that draw. So John Hartson, part of the draw. Before we take our first caller, I presume with tonight's game, Everton playing, it looks to me like there's only one position up for grabs within this Everton side. Just from an outsider's point of view, is that right? Coneil Morales? Is that the big decision for the manager?
No, I think the big decision is going to be whether McCarthy's fit or not. I think he's a fitness out, and that'll be a big decision. If he doesn't play, what does the manager do? Well, alongside Gareth Barry, he can either play Cleverley in there, he can either put Besic in there. My choice would be Darren Gibson. You know, I think he gives you something different. I think he's got a range of passing which will create things, you know, especially with the front four. But if he's fit, McCarthy's fit, then you'd look at that front four. And if he is to make a change, I think maybe Coney's the one. And I've said it time and time again, I think Morales has got to play, but obviously there's been a falling out or something. But I wouldn't mind seeing a team at home with Deulofeu on one side, Morales on the other, and Bartley in the middle, and Lukaku up top. I think that's very, very attack-minded. I think it caused them problems. But, you know, whether Morales gets an out tonight, we'll wait to see, but disappointing.
I think with Palace, you've got to win the battle with them, Chappie. You know, at Anfield, we couldn't contain them, especially, you know, the three lads they had up front.
Yeah.
So physical, so fast.
Palace,
so strong.
Zaha.
That's a bonus. Yeah. He played really well against us. Yeah. And, you know, obviously the midfield, if you can get a tight grip of that and not let them be able to release them onto your back four, because they do it really well away from home, you know. And I thought Anfield were exceptional. Yeah. And they deserve the win.
Well, do you right? Wide positions are really strong. I mean, everybody has been singing the praises of Deulofeu about going forward. This is a game where he'll be asked to get back there.
Positioning.
Yeah, he'll have to get back there and help Coleman, you know, especially on Bellassi down that left-hand side, who is a threat, as John says. So they ain't bad, Crystal Palace. They ain't bad. So this is a tough game, and you've got to stand up and be counted against them. If you don't, they'll run over the top of you.
Well, their other lad who was brilliant was Bakary Sakho.
Yeah.
Sakho was excellent, wasn't he? He's not playing tonight either.
Yeah.
So there's a couple missing you might be grateful about. Let's take our first caller to the Legends Show. Welcome Eddie, who's a Liverpool fan in Rainford. Hi, Eddie.
Hi, mate. Hi, John. Good.
Hello, Eddie. Hi, pal.
I think you might remember a few weeks ago I phoned up. You know what I mentioned about Origi being Ali Dyer, that's George Weir's cousin.
Yeah, I remember that.
But tell you what, he definitely listened to this show going off his performance, didn't he, against Southampton?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a bonus. I didn't see that coming, to be fair, you know, from the, obviously, managers who's had him, they think an awful lot of him, especially the Belgian manager. He's put him ahead of Lukaku in the World Cup, as we said before, and Benteke. You know, so he's obviously got something in there, and we've seen it at first hand at Southampton. And to be fair, when he came on for like 10, 15 minutes, yesterday, he done all right. So perhaps that's the start that he needed, you know, a little bit of confidence and kick-start him, hopefully, to go on to better things.
Here's my big question.
Go on.
After yesterday, you know, Lucas and Alan, I know mm-hmm. we don't offer a lot going forward. I know we've got Shan and Henderson to come back.
Yeah.
Would you get Stevie Gerrard back if he could join us?
I don't think the manager will, you know. You know, things in football, you just don't know what tomorrow brings. But going back to Alan and Lucas, I just think when I've seen them both in the same team, it just doesn't quite happen. You know, I'm not blaming them for the result by far, yesterday, because, you know, they had a go, the pair of them. But we just don't get the right balance in midfield when they play together. I think Sean, we missed him. We missed his presence yesterday in midfield because we were a little bit bullied. By them, and you know, they were throwing a few hefty challenges in, and there was no retaliation, you know, to stand up for ourselves, and you know, we were too honest if anything against them, and that's what won them the game. They wanted it more than us. They had more physicality, you know, big strong lads, and they put themselves about, and we could match it, unfortunately, in certain areas. But I don't know about Stevie, going back to your point, whether it'd be a good. I don't know. I'm Steve Gerrard's biggest fan, but I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I would tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not going to play every week for the time he's here. Henderson's just come back. Chan and Milner, players like them, they run the socks off for 90 minutes, don't they?
Yeah.
You give them at least a break. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's someone there who can run the socks off for half an hour, you know what I mean?
Well, he's got four now mm-hmm. and there, hasn't he? He's got four. He's got Sean, Alan, Lucas, you know, and Henderson now, who's back. So, yeah, another one might be more of a dilemma. Yeah, and Milner complained there.
Yeah, I just think that chapter's closed. Not for the right reason, because, as you said, everybody would have him back. But I just think that chapter's closed now. And all Liverpool fans would love to see him back. But I think Klopp's now gone and said, right, OK, I'm moving on now. Steven's gone over and played in America. I think he'd jump at the chance if he could to come in back.
Of course, play for Klopp, of course.
Yeah, of course he would. But I just think that it may well be closed, that chapter. And I think it's a case of, you know, moving on and trying to get somebody, which will be impossible, is as good as him. You know,
Why would you close the chapter if the player is a better player than players
But you've got to take into consideration his age and the way he wants to play. Klopp's the one that looks like a lot of directness, doesn't he, and can be physically fit all over the field. And Steven, over the last few years, was not the player he was, where he was like box to box. It was a different game that he played. So I don't know whether, you know, at his moment in time, listen, there's no taking away the qualities he's got, but you wouldn't say he's got the energy in his legs that he used to have. Whether he wants to play that way.
The one position you think Stevie could probably play is the false number nine.
Yeah.
You know, in there because of his vision and what he can do, and you know, he sees things that other players don't see. But he's got Coutinho and he's got, you know, what he's brought Firmino in. He had a nightmare yesterday. You know, but you know, would Stevie coming back with the compact problem, maybe so. But hey, I think Stevie's got, you know, he's got a bigger thing coming on because he's got to play in Australia alongside me for a fifth time.
And that will finish him off.
I need him more than Liverpool. Yeah. If I get 15 minutes up there, Eddie, you know.
Oh, Eddie, you'll be calling for John to come back next.
No chance.
Thank you very much. If you've got a great point, very, very good point.
Yeah, cheers, Eddie.
People will go back to say, well, look, Pirlo played at 36 in a Champions League final for Juventus.
We're not
different sort of football,
no,
isn't
it? No, but he's right what he's saying, and it's a good point he's brought up. But I just think sometimes, as a manager and as a club, you know, the decision's been made. You've got to move on now. You've got to move on. And I'm just thinking with him and the way he wants to play, and as John says, it's where you fit him in. But I can understand the Pirlo situation and everything else.
OK, let's go back to the lines. Next call to the legends. Chris, he's a blue in Halewood. Hi, Chris. Chris? Oh, he's on that fader. Sorry. Hello, Chris.
Hello. Sorry about that.
No, it's not. It's you, Chris.
Hey, Chris. It's Stevie's fault. He's absolutely useless behind his keyboard, mate. Don't blame yourself.
Keyboard. It's a desk. It's a radio desk job.
It's a keyboard or something.
Go on, Chris. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, just on the point you made before about would you play Morales or Kone tonight? I'd play none of them.
Who would you play?
And the reason being, Sharpie, the last couple of years, Palace have given us a good argument around and been far better team because the likes of Balassi, who's absolutely tall, strips of us.
Yeah.
So I'll put Cleverley in there to give protection to Galway. Because I think he's got a bit of an engine on him, and he'll get up and down, because Galloway against Bournemouth, he wasn't protected by Coney, we've all seen that. So I think Cleverley can give him the legs and give him a bit of protection, because I think they will pinpoint Galloway tonight.
Yeah, good shout, good shout. But I'd like to think that if, you know, with our front four, and if you're talking about Lukaku, Bartley, Delafield, the season they're having, and I think Morales can cause problems to them. You know, I think too many times this season we've gone and we've sat back a little bit. You know, I'm thinking, why don't we for once try and hit them and put them on the back foot? You know, I think at times we worry too much about the opposition. I think we've got to make sure, listen, we're flying at the moment, so why shouldn't we say, right, okay, I'll tell you what, we're getting after them. Listen, it could be dangerous tactics, I know, but I can understand where you're coming from. But I would just like to see Morales having a go. I think defensively he can get after Crystal Palace. I think they're well drilled and they're a big organised team. But I think if we put them on the back foot early on, I think then is the time, if we get a couple of goals or whatever, then we can maybe mix and match things and bring Cleverley on in a little bit of But I can understand where you're coming from. But for me, I would like to see us on the front foot and getting after them.
Oh yeah, definitely would like to do some front foot, and we've been outstanding, obviously, the last two games at home against obviously the last sides in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember 2 years ago, in Roberto's first year in charge, and we were going for that fourth spot against Arsenal, and we messed up against Palace, and I think, Graham, we went too gung-ho, we thought we was in the bag there, and Balassi saw absolute strips off us. So I just think we just need to be a bit wary of them. Obviously, you know, De La Feo has been absolutely outstanding. Lukaku's in the best form of his career, in my eyes. And I think with the protection we'll have from Gareth Barry, who I thought, again, against Middlesbrough, was outstanding.
Yeah.
I think we've got the cover there, but I do think we can be a bit more defensive with Cleverley.
I just think, looking from outside point of view, I just think Everton's home record and the way they've been playing, you just got to meet it head on and try not to change as much as you can and play with the same balance and go get forward as much as possible. But obviously be wary of their strengths. But hey, you know, make sure you don't stop doing what you've been doing at home, you know, with the same balance, the same players, you know, working the same ethic, same way. So if you bring a slightly defensive one in, it might just take that away from it.
Front four, yeah.
Chris, brilliant points. Give us a prediction, score prediction for tonight.
I'm going to go for 2-1.
Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take a short break here. It's the Radio City Legends. Please get involved. 0151 4720967. Back in a mo.
Our Merseyside Legends, John Aldridge and Graham Sharp. Call now 0151 472 0967. Red and blue. Banter and debate. The Legends. Radio City and Radio City Talk.
More of your calls in just a moment's time. 0151 472 0967. We're eagerly anticipating that Everton team news in 7 minutes, as well as at the FA Cup draw. We've got our eyes on the balls that matter. Everton, ball number 16. Liverpool, number 23. United, number 25. And Man City, number 24. Just a few to pick out. Now, of course, the Blues against Palace tonight. They can move within touching distance of the top four with a win. It's a memory of both such achievements back in 2004. Two goals from Tommy Graverson and one from Marcus Bent gave them their first win of the 04-05 season, and they went on to secure a top four place within that year.
Everton come forward again with Marcus Bent leaving it for Graverson. Bent goes into the air, opens up for Graverson. Oh, brilliant! What a brilliantly executed finish from Thomas Graverson, and we were behind that all the way. Marcus Bent with the run into the penalty area. He created the space for Thomas Graverson, and he curled it superbly over and beyond Julian Speroni in the Palace goal. Pistone for Everton dribbles his way outside the penalty area and up and finds Marcus Bent. He plays it for Graverson. Bent's gone for the return, he's onside, real chance. Bent's through on goal, and he marks his full debut in an Everton shirt with the winning goal, surely here at Selhurst Park. Perfectly finished by Marcus Bent.
Marcus Bent, Tommy Graverson. I remember Tommy Graverson used to razz round the city in the smallest smart car you'd ever seen,
Sharpie. That game, and that was a game that Alan that was Alan Irwin's favourite ground, Crystal Palace.
Yeah, yeah, it's a nightmare to get to, isn't it?
Oh,
do you remember the tantrum he had with you, John, when he was Alan, when he couldn't see through the commentary screen, and we got that great commentary where he's saying this ground's a disaster. I hope they go down. Let's bring our next caller in. It's Brian, who's a Red. Hiya, Brian.
Hello, mate. You all right, John?
Yeah, he threw to John. Go on.
Yeah, just a couple of points on why I think they got it wrong yesterday. I don't think the service that they were giving Benteke is the right type of service. I think he needs the ball more in the air, as his record suggests. He gets a lot of goals from heading the ball rather than having the ball played into his feet, and I think that's what he missed yesterday.
I think it's quite ironic because when he came off, we put more balls into the box from wide areas, to be quite honest. But you're right. But I was a bit frustrated when Marino put a great ball in after about 15 minutes and Benteke was outside the box.
Yeah, I've seen that.
What are you doing? Get in, you know, once you pass the ball, get the far post. You know, it's an automatic reaction you should have as a striker. You know, maybe you're right.
He should have second-guessed him, and
yeah,
hopefully if he plays more often, that might cut, John, you know what I mean?
Well, it's up to the manager to work on it, isn't it? You know, obviously, you know, we do like to get the ball down and play in certain areas when Coutinho was there, and the movement up front is very influential. But, you know, there's another option there, and you've got to know when and how to mix it up. And get the fullbacks with the wingers forward and get decent deliveries into the box. And we don't do that enough.
No.
When we do get in that area, I don't know whether you agree with me, but we tend to hit the first man more often than not.
Oh, God.
The quality lets us down so much, you know.
The delivery from corners and free kicks are wide. Since Stevie's not there, you can see the quality isn't there, John.
Well, the corners, we've been talking about them all season, haven't we? You know, they haven't been up to scratch, you have to say. We haven't got a...
As you say, we're not getting past the first man.
No, even in them, that we struggle, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, percentage-wise, they're not good at all. You know,
but the feeling was before the game, John, a couple of the lads were saying, you know, a couple of days before, they had a feeling we were going to get beat. Because it's like a few seasons ago, they just seemed to get up for the big games. Whether they were reading what was written in the paper, you know, Liverpool way has always been win trophies and then talk about it, and then you're picking the papers up and you've got a few players saying, oh, I'm going to win a trophy, we'll win it first.
Yeah, the only thing, there's a saying that, you know, and Sharpie will tell you, you know, that we had years ago, after the Lord Mayor's show, when you've gone and beat a top team or had a fantastic result, that's when you see that, you know, you should see the same reaction. But what the manager did, he made another six changes, you know, because of the rotation system, changed the front three for another front three. And sometimes...
It didn't work.
It absolutely. And hindsight's a great thing, but it just didn't work. And for me, I think that without putting too much on one player, I thought Firmino, the link in Firmino, just made us... Words fail me at times because it was that bad, you know. We needed him so much to play in that position to knit the midfield up to Benteke, but Benteke won nearly every flick on ball that went up to him, and Firmino was 10 yards or 15 yards.
No one's
taking the gamble.
Them, John, they should be gambling.
You've got to gamble all the time because he's good in the air, and not one player took one game gamble at any one time. The balls just ran through. And that was, from a forwards point of view, that was so frustrating when a ball gets put up and when you've got to mix the game up, you know, the way Liverpool are, I think we've got to mix it up sometimes. It's got to go long. And when it goes long, you should have one player, I don't care who it is, in a false number nine position, someone from wide, just gambling and sprinting beyond him because it'll come off. It'll come off in games to come.
Jürgen's comments after the game, though,
because
he showed his frustration early.
Yeah, very good.
When he said, I hope no one cancelled anything important to see that game.
Well, he called it.
I was glad of that, because I don't like sometimes Brendan used to come out and say, well, we worked hard and this and that, and when sometimes you better just hold in your hand and go, do you know what, we were terrible.
But not just Brendan, we've had so many managers that have you know, but to pull the curtains across what you know is an awful shambolic display. It's a poor display. It was really poor, you see, and he came out afterwards and he said it the way we knew it was. Four players turned up, he said. Four players turned up.
I was glad of that.
Yeah, no, it was good.
And news comes down. Pass down to the players then.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Brian, thanks very much for your call. Some really valid points. The FA Cup draw is about to be made. Just to reiterate, I think that was excellent the way you had that Klopp interview yesterday.
Yeah.
There's too much of these managers not taking
all the time
the blame when things go wrong. And he was quite happy to say, this isn't us. You know, let's forget that. Let's
honestly,
move on to the next
bit. You know, it's honestly... The paper over the cracks. I don't know why some managers do it, Sharpie. You don't want to knock the confidence of the players. Well, if you play bad, I'm sorry, you play bad, and you should be told you play bad. And what do you expect of the next game? You know, players came in yesterday, made all the changes, but them changes coming on the team winning 6-1, they should say, well, I'll show you, I can do as good as what he did the other night. And the players that come in just didn't live up to the expectation.
Mm. OK, I've got the Everton team news for you. The draw's going to be made in a minute for the FA Cup, but this is the Everton 11 to face Crystal Palace tonight. Howard, Galloway, Funes Mori, Stones and Coleman are the back four. Barry and Cleverley play, so McCarthy not fit. Kone gets a role in the team. It's Kone, De La Feu and Barkley with Lukaku up top. The subs, Joel Robles, Leighton Baines... Gibson, Morales, still waiting for his call, isn't he? Seems to be waiting a long time. Aaron Lennon, Stephen Naismith and Leon Osman. Anything surprise you there, Sharpie?
No, not really. You know, I think, obviously, I think that the one possession was obviously the defensive midfield player if McCarthy wasn't fit. Cleverley probably has got more legs in terms he can get around the pitch maybe a little bit better. But I'm a little bit disappointed, I thought. Darren Gibson gives us a little bit more, you know, from an attacking point of view in terms of passing. But no, you know, and we said maybe Morales, but he's stuck with Coney. You know, Coney's worked well with Lukaku. So, I think looking at Coney, he probably would feel unlucky to be left out, but he needs a performance tonight. We need him to join in and hopefully get on the score sheet and not rely too much on Lukaku. So, you know, a big night for us and... No, I'm more than happy with the team.
OK, the Palace side that are going to play Everton tonight. Hennessy in goal. Ward, Dan Delaney, Suare, Yedna, Kabai, Punchin, MacArthur, Bolasie and Connor Wickham completes the 11
well, very quickly, very quickly, Steve, that is a team that will be dangerous off set pieces.
Right, so Everton need to watch it. And actually, Palace quite fancy coming to Everton, don't they? Recent results would suggest that.
Yeah. They've
won the last two games at Goodison.
And they've won the last two games at Anfield.
Yeah.
Right, the FA Cup draw. When was the last time you two made the FA Cup draw? When was it?
Well,
you've done it, haven't you?
No, I've not done it, I don't think.
You are joking.
No,
Graham Sharp has never done the FA Cup draw.
Only been in four finals, but never
that's absolutely scandalous, isn't it?
Get on the Twitter, let's
have a go. John Hartson doing it tonight, who's a great chap, but I'm sharp should have done. When did you do it, John?
God, I've done it a while ago. It was one of the lesser rounds, to be fair. I think it was the second round I did it.
Obviously, you're not big enough characters within the game, are you? You do get some random people popping up, though, don't you? Mark Sampson, the England ladies manager, is doing it tonight alongside John Hartson.
Yeah, and?
John's got his pen out now, ready to write down the ones that really matter.
And all that, yeah.
Who are you after? Who would you like to draw, John?
You want a home draw, don't you? You want a home draw against, Newport County. Come to Anfield, full house, you know, happy days, get a right few bob in to get a few players in for John Sheridan. That'd be a dream goal for me.
You know what I read at the weekend? I knew I'd remember something. Tim Henman, Oxford fan.
Yeah.
Favourite player? John Aldridge.
Tim Henman?
Yeah, Tim Henman.
Let's get him on the show.
Yeah.
Henman on the legend, he's up next.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to take a short break and then we'll tell you how the draw for the FA Cup is advancing. Those ties to be played on the 8th and the 11th of January. Stay right here if you're heading off to the game tonight at Everton. Have a brilliant one. Wrap up warm. Hopefully your journey to Goodison is a safe and enjoyable one and the night is as well. But we're here till 7 o'clock, so keep it Radio City for the Legend Show.
Is the home of red and blue banter and debate. Call now 0151 472 0967. It's the Legends with Aldo and Sharpie. on Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Still plenty more time to take your calls. I believed I said we were off air at 7. No, it's 7.30. I don't know why my mind was elsewhere. The guys were all...
messing with the keyboard.
Yeah. The keyboard, yeah. it's that damn keyboard, isn't it? The radio keyboard. Everton's lineup tonight. If you're on your way to the game, enjoy it. Howard in goal. Seamus Coleman, John Stones, Funes Mori and Brendan Galloway, the back four. Barry and Cleverley in midfield. De La Feu, Barkley and Coney behind Romelu Lukaku up front. So just a place on the bench for the likes of Morales and Leighton Baines as well. Now, it's 15 years to the day since Liverpool signed this cult hero.
Cisse has possession though, just inside the Fulham half, and he's searching forward. He's played Biscan in edge of the penalty box. He's played it back to the left edge of the penalty area now, and Warnock. Biscan gets it back. Oh, he's got a cracker! A storming goal by Igor Biscan. He's barely been on the field seconds, only his second touch of the ball, and he has surely now sealed Liverpool's first Premiership away win of the season. Well, no doubt he's done just that. A storming drive from the edge of the box, and that caps it all, really.
Igor Biscan, do you see him occasionally on a Legends reunion, John?
He's going down to Australia, so better be careful what I'm going to say.
Is he in the team?
Yeah, he's made the trip, apparently. Yeah, he's been drafted in.
How many games do you think he played for Liverpool? Yeah. How many games? Go on, have a guess.
I would say 50-ish.
118.
Did he?
And
how
he
many
scored
did he start?
Three goals. I don't know how many started, but that was the belter against Fulham.
Yeah, it was good goal, that,
84
yeah.
games he started.
He got set off against Everton, didn't he? I think he did in the derby at Goodison.
Yes. McAllister derby.
I wouldn't say he was a legend.
He is in a weird sort of way, just the name. People, it's a cult hero. He's not a legend. We call him a cult hero. you want to see John's eyes.
Yeah.
What's happening with the draw, chaps?
Nothing yet.
Just starting in a minute.
Goodness me.
Just having a little word with it.
They're milking the moment. Right, let's take a call. Just while this draw's happening, we've got Gary, who's a blue in West Derby. Evening, Gary. Going to the game?
I'm not. No, I've been working late, so I've only been in about 20 minutes.
Sharpie's here. What do you want to talk about with him?
Two things I want to bring up. Before I do, by the way, he definitely won in the look stakes, didn't he, Igor Biscan? Better looking than John.
That's what he's a cult hero for, Gary.
Yeah, probably, yeah. just two things, Sharpie. First one being, the squad at the moment, obviously, you know, we're all buzzing with how it's going, the way we're playing. We seem to be consistent in the results we're picking up. Mm-hmm. The lads that are on the bench consistently, Morales, Baines has just come back, but Lennon.
Yeah.
What do you do moving forward? Do you with the old, you know, stick with a winning team, or do you try and phase them in a little bit and give the other lads a rest? What would you say,
Gary? For me personally, I'm old school, and I'd say stick with what you've got. It's winning your games. You know, I think sometimes, as Aldo said before, if you start chopping and changing and rotating, you don't get into a rhythm. And you know, what else I can understand managers saying, "Oh, they've played so many games." If you're a player and you're in that team and you're given a shot, it's up to you to keep that shot. And if you don't play well, you're going to be out. You've got enough quality in the bench, so I think it's important to try and keep the team together. And I think that I look at, you know, what he's done again tonight, and I think he's kept with the same. Okay, injuries, obviously McCarthy's a big loss kind of thing, but he's replaced him by Cleverley. I thought he could have replaced him with Besic. I thought he could have replaced him by Gibson. But he's gone with Cleverley, you know, who's been out for the last, five, 6 weeks, and he's now come back.
What's happened with Besic?
I don't know. I just think he's out the picture at the moment. I just think that... he's the same. Morales is out the picture for what reason? I still think Morales has got a big part to play. I think if you get Morales on side, you know, and you flatter him a little bit and tell him he's the best player in the world and blah, 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 and get the best out of him. But the moment he looks really down, he's not been involved in the game, he's on the bench again tonight. So it's a difficult one trying to keep them all happy. We understand that, but, you know, that's part and parcel of what you're getting paid for. Yeah.
Yeah. The other quick thing was, you know, typical Everton, you know, he's got a, who's looking on a negative side. Mm-hmm. I think that probably counts on the fingers of one hand the last 4 or 5 years. How many games we've been good for the full 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Why does that happen? I mean, we come out, Bournemouth, for example, even Middlesbrough the other night.
Mm-hmm.
you know, we can be absolutely outstanding for 45 minutes, whether it's the first 45 or the second. Why can't we do it for 90 minutes?
No,
that's the sign of a good team, isn't it?
Of course it is. You know, a sign of a good team is also, Gary, if you're 2-0 up away at Bournemouth and shut up, you know, you get back 3-2. Sign of a good team is that you close games out. And I just don't think that we've got the know-how at this moment in time to just have the mentality to say, right, what we've got, we're going to keep. You know, and that's a disappointing thing for me. I still think we're a young team, grown together, but we need to have more leaders in there for me. I think we've got the experienced players, but that hopefully will come with the younger players. But certainly, you know, trying to do it for 90 minutes, that's not just this year or the last few years. I think that's been for a long, long time, you know, even in our time as well.
Yes.
You know, that, you know, to keep up for 90 minutes, you know, there's always going to be a mistake somewhere along the line. It's just trying to eradicate those mistakes.
It's as if they switch off collectively.
Mm.
It's not just one or two players. It's like the whole team just switch off.
Oh, well, the Bournemouth game is unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And I could see it coming. You know, I could see it 2-0. I'm thinking, this isn't dead. But as soon as they got one back 2-1, I thought, this ain't over by a long shot. But, you know, that's something we've got to learn as a team. And hopefully it will come sooner rather than later.
Gary, great call. Quick score prediction for tonight?
I'll go with 2-0.
2-0 to the Blues, and Everton moving back up towards a top four spot. That draw is finally underway, that FA Cup draw. They're milking this, aren't they, John? John's actually writing everyone down at the moment. Anyone of any significance come out?
Well, it's Watford versus Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
West Brom versus Bristol City. West Ham versus Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old school one, doesn't it?
Okay, so a few biggies. Just to recap on Dave's dodgy dilemma, which we'll give an answer to at the end of this hour. So the refereeing decisions, obviously debated amongst fans, pundits, players, managers. We've got Salford coming out of the hat. So
it'd be funny if they got Man United. Yeah,
there's a five-man panel who look over every red card, every penalty, every other major incident. So Dave's been looking into this, and he wants to know how many decisions have been wrongly given in favour of Everton and Liverpool, and how many have been wrongly given against both clubs. So we'll give the answer to that one out in about 5 minutes' time. Let's take another call from the Blue. It's Phil who's in Kirby. Evening to you, Phil.
Come on, Liverpool. Exeter versus Liverpool.
Sharpie, focus, Sharpie.
It is as well.
You called it Sharpie. Oh. You must have had the tenor on that.
I am a Blue, but I'd like to talk to Sharpie and Aldo about this, because two of them have played in successful teams, and they've won trophies, and also they've been managers. It was just the comments that Roberto made last week after the Bournemouth game. Just that he said that he's more important than the performance than the result.
No,
and I just going back with what I just said about Sharpie and Aldo, it seems that they played in. They didn't play well every week, but they knew how to win.
Yeah.
And for me, Evertonian, I mean, more important to me is getting the results.
Yeah.
And it's a results business. I just couldn't understand how he can come out and say that after them winning 2-0 and then getting back winning 3-2.
Mm.
And then he comes in, the more important thing is the performance.
Yeah.
I just don't understand that, how he can come out and say that. I just wanted to know what Sharpie and Aldo felt about that.
No, that was the same. I was surprised with that. You know, I think if you ask anybody, you know, if you win the league, you know, and you win it. You win it. Doesn't matter about performances. Sometimes you're not going to play well, and you're going to scrap points. It's all about winning points. You know, points are what you get to win you the league title. So I think I can understand. Sometimes he gets mixed up a little bit. But what I'm saying there, I can understand in a way that he wants to win and win with style and everything else. But listen, take nothing away. The most important thing is the result at the end of the day. I don't care when I listen to all the stats we have and the possession and all that. I'm no interested if we've lost 1-0 or whatever. That's the only thing that matters. So for me, I was a little bit surprised with these comments as well. But for me, I take points over performances all day long.
Yeah.
What about you? What about you, John?
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, it's the 3 points. You obviously want to play really well. You know, sometimes you walk away and if you played crap and you've won 1-0, you're happy days, I enjoy my pint. You know, it wasn't great to watch, but hey, we got the 3 points. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's the way football's gone, isn't it?
Yeah, but all the winning teams, John, they have bad performances, but they still are out to get a result.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, last week I can't say that was a result for Everton because they were in 2-0. And if they were getting beat 2-0 and 3-2, they think we got a result there, but
because we were winning, I just think it was that wasn't a result for us at all.
No.
I think he's probably lost for words, the manager. Sometimes you lost for words and you're thinking, oh, you know, and he might have said it flippantly and then regretted it afterwards, maybe, because it isn't something that you really, well, as a fan, you don't want to hear, do you?
Yeah.
No, it was disappointing. The Bournemouth game was really disappointing. Really, really disappointing. He would have been happy with the performances of some of the players and, you know, whether it get mixed up in translation or whatever kind of thing. But certainly, if you ask 99.9% of football fans, they will take results. Of course, they will take results and good performances as well, but more importantly, they'll take results.
You feeling positive about tonight there, Phil?
Well, hopefully, I mean... Every time Liverpool get beat, we seem to get beat. We never seem to get ahead of them, do we?
No, no.
It's a tough game tonight, but be a tough game. But I think in at home, I think you know, you've got to fancy them.
Phil, brilliant. Thank you very much. Nice to hear from you. This FA Cup draw. I mean, do you remember when we used to do football commentary, John? Yeah. We used to drive home listening to the draw going, don't give us something on the South Coast.
Exeter.
Don't give us Crystal Palace.
Exeter, Liverpool. Yeah. This is going to be a Monday night. I bet you it is.
Liverpool away, throw it on
some horrible time. So Exeter against Everton, Liverpool it is. Any other good ties?
No, Everton. I know, but Everton are going to get Chelsea or somebody like that.
My old team, Oxford's just got Swansea at home, and Newport County, they got, I know no one's not interested in them, Newport County got Blackburn, so that's okay.
John, I think we've got four Premier League ties so far, is that right?
Brentford.
So who are they? Just quickly go through those.
I'm just writing them all down. Arsenal got Sunderland, which is, they played at the weekend, so Allardyce won't be happy with that. He's out the cup quick and he can just continue with the league and try and get him out and whatever they keep him up.
We're going to get an absolute shocker here, I'm telling you.
United's still in, City's still in, Chelsea's still in, Everton's still in.
Newcastle got Watford, didn't they? That was another of the Watford old Premier League ties. Yeah, Tottenham, Leicester. That's another one. Yeah.
This will do us.
And,
I
want to see Sharpie's expression at the moment.
No.
He's absolutely...
Oh, no. it's getting down to the nitty-gritty now, and there's some big teams left, isn't there, isn't he?
Goodness me.
This one.
Just quickly, because
Man
we're...
Man United.
Manchester United. What number are Everton? Everton are 16. Will this be Man United Everton?
Yes.
Oh. 60, wrong way round. 61.
Wrong way round. That's Sheffield United. Manchester United against Sheffield United.
You've got a home draw, Sharpie. That's Chelsea. All you want, mate.
Bolton. Give us Bolton. Give us Bolton.
No, it's a good one, mate. 63. It's a good one, that.
Who's that?
Whitehawk.
Oh, look at him.
He's like a Cheshire cat now. Look at him. Dagging him in Redbridge or Whitehawk.
Were Whitehawk not the team? Were Tranmere scheduled to play Whitehawk? I think they were, if they'd got through their last round.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
But obviously Whitehawk.
But listen, this is wrong. This should be done, and this is where it's gone crazy. You remember, Aldo, when we played, and it was on a Monday.
It used to be 12 o'clock, didn't it?
And you'd be round. You'd all be sitting in the radio listening to it and thinking, who are we going to get kind of thing. It was brilliant. It was exciting.
Yeah, it was actually.
Not anymore.
Southampton Palace, another Premier League, Premier League tie. This draw's going on forever, but what we do know is Exeter against Liverpool and Everton against Dagenham and Redbridge, Whitehawk.
Yeah.
That would be mega, wouldn't it? Yeah. Right, let's quickly just wrap up Dave's dodgy dilemma. Lads, give me some figures here. How many decisions have been wrongly given in favour of Everton and Liverpool?
I'd say three, four is maybe, at a guess.
Well, Liverpool have actually had seven given.
No, I'm
seven.
Not having that.
And how many do you think Everton have had given?
Three.
One decision.
Exactly.
How many have been?
You just got a good decision. You're playing Whitehawk.
How many wrong decisions have been given against both clubs? How many wrong decisions have Liverpool suffered?
Three,
two. Everton,
one.
But Everton have been harshly treated this season.
Not just this season.
The panel says this.
Not this season. Every season.
It's absolutely official, isn't it? Quickly, let's get through the charity bets from the weekend. Dear. Let's see if I can find them. It was disaster for Sharpie. Southampton drew 1-1. Chelsea lost. Liverpool lost. That must be your worst week so far.
Absolute shocker. Aston Villa, how they got a draw at Southampton? They get absolutely battered. But they got a draw.
And John, winner, chicken dinner. Arsenal, 3-1 winners you chose them. Brighton you went for, Northampton you went. And actually, that bet wasn't on, was it, 10 minutes from the end?
No, wasn't it? 2-0 down, two teams, and they come back, yeah. So, I'm getting used to winning now, Sharpie. It's all right.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Bit of pressure for the weekend, Sharpie. Yeah, come on now.
But listen, there's other decisions going from 97th minute, 95th minute.
That's what he relies on. Yeah. Do you know what he won? £138.89
yeah, right. It's okay.
For cash for kids.
That's right.
Absolutely brilliant.
Right.
We'll throw that back at Dale at the weekend. Yeah. Look, just 1 minute to wrap things up. The draw is still taking place. Leeds and Rotherham's a good old Yorkshire tussle there. Snod's will have his eye on that one, Leeds, Rotherham.
Yeah, it's a cracking draw for Snod, isn't it?
I'm interested to see what position Leeds are in at the time, whether they've been taken over or whatever. You don't know what's happening at that club at the moment.
I'll tell you one thing I've noticed with you two, you're absolutely glued to this, like it's some sort of unmissable occasion.
It's deeply embedded in our system, in our DNA.
Yeah.
You know, the FA Cup draw, it's special, isn't it? You know, especially the third round, it's always great to see, the lesser clubs get big clubs and get a few, Bob, you know.
On a Monday night as well. So the recap is Exeter play Liverpool and Everton with a home tie against Dagenham and Redbridge. Or Whitehawk, and they're coming right to the bottom of the list now. Manchester City still haven't been drawn out.
But you just look at that now. You just think at home, the Whitehawk players will be thinking, oh, we've got to replay against them. What a chance we've got to come to a Premier League team and play at Goodison. What a bonus that will be. So, no, they'll be delighted tonight.
That's what it's all about. Everton's a fight. I'm sure the chairman might have a little envelope in the shoes if they get past.
That used to happen in John State. Chaps, thank you very much indeed. Cheers. Aldo Cheers, Sharpie, lads. Get your skates on if you see him. Help him get in on time for the start of the game. That was the legend. We're back on Friday.